Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Byrne. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellette. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Fain reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards first. Kellard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and has Hunter trapped. There's the throw to Krisnick and over to Fox, who tags Hunter for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Kellard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick juggles the ball. That's an error on Krasnick. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Groth reaches second base with a double. There goes Kellard trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunter hits a line drive towards short. Karis Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Krasnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera strikes out. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Mickelson pinch hits for Bobo Holloman. Ed Mickelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mickelson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Mealy now playing right field. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Bob Kane. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bob Elliott. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Moss, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Coco's now playing left field. Neil Berry now playing third base. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Red Wilson. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball towards center. Rivera catches it and throws to third to double up Miranda. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Hal White. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorisch covering, for the out. One out. Dick Coco's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coco's is 0-for-1 in the game. Coco's hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Upright pinch hits for Neil Berry. Dixie Upright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.